Today's guest on the Bitcoin.com news broadcast is George, the DeFi strategy lead at Cross Finance, also known as Osomaki Online. Welcome to the show, George.
Hey guys. Thanks for having me.
So would you please start by introducing yourself, your experience in the crypto space?
Yeah, sure. So my crypto experience actually started a long time ago. It started around 2016, 2017. A friend showed me basically what crypto is and that it's like an easy way kind of to speculate. And I was interested, so I just started, you know, trading between centralized exchanges, different assets, started to learn a little bit more about the technology. And when like I reached the peak around this in terms of like my knowledge and all the things that I wanted to know, I started focusing more about the tech side. This was in 2019, where DeFi was just developing itself, and everyone was talking that this is the next big thing. Then came the DeFi summer, where I actively participated in multiple protocols. There was all this hype around yield farms, around new protocols and new cool features. And here I am basically since then, working with projects, helping their DeFi strategy, helping their optimization. And that's pretty much it about myself. Now I'm in East Denver, meeting with a lot of friends in the space, and also meeting with Cross Finance partners.
Oh, that's very cool. So can you start, introducing us more to Cross Finance? Tell us, you know, but first of all, what's the purpose of the ecosystem?
Yeah, sure. So Cross Finance is, first of all, an EVM compatible blockchain that has two tokens, two coins. The one is MPX, that is on the Cosmos layer, and the EVM side is with the XPy token. So it's an easy blockchain for developers to just build their applications on top of it. But what I'm basically more interested in our project is the DeFi aspect. It gives accessibility to financial tools that most of the people don't have. And it's not simply like making a transaction via blockchain, but we're having a solution that uses mainly our blockchain that allows people to pay using their crypto in a decentralized and non-custodial way. We decided, first of all, to build our blockchain to have scalable transactions, because, of course, we can't rely on using a blockchain that isn't scalable and where gas fees are at a peak. So initially, it was an app chain, and then we thought that it could be cool to develop application and ask users to build on top of our blockchain. So that basically it's like DeFi Legos. We also have a lot of, we're also leaning a lot towards making a simple UX for dApps that are super complex. For instance, we are more about interoperability and that our blockchain seamlessly interacts with our blockchains, not only because of the Cosmos layer, but also we have strategic partners like DBridge that allow users basically to do multiple things that I'll explain certainly later. So this is something that we're also focused on, aggregation of liquidity and interoperability.
Got it. And can you explain if the end user from your point of view is a developer? Is it a trader, an investor, or who do you see as the final user of the product?
Yeah, so initially we are aiming users that aren't familiar with crypto, blockchain, DeFi, all this space. But also as the time will move and go forward, we will have also specialists in the space, people that already know how everything works that will interact with our blockchain. We're planning to also build applications specific to advanced users. And on terms of investors, I guess it's also a good point, because an investor can be both. It can use like the products, basic products in everyday life and hold their assets to make daily payments or like monthly payments with the team. But it can also use the DeFi tools that we're developing on top.
Got it. So can you share some of the main features that already in use with CrossFi, with Ethermint and EVMOS on the EVM side of the business?
Yeah, sure. We got to also think that the Cosmos side, the Ethermint, is a security layer and interoperable layer that allows us to seamlessly connect and deploy our chain on top of Cosmos. However, the EVM side is interesting because it allows pretty much like any EVM that exists to allow users to develop applications on top of our blockchain and migrate basically all the things that they have already done on other chain to our chain and explore also possibilities on developing on top of it. So basically it's just a security layer that has all the specs using the EVM side for the developers and the users and all the tools that are familiar for people on the Ethereum side.
Okay, I think that covers the technological part for developers that are interested in cooperating. Let's go over to the token, the token model. Okay, you've mentioned there's two tokens in the ecosystem, MPX and XFI. Can you take us through the decision to include two tokens and, what's each one's role?
Yeah, sure. So MPX token is used by validators to, as I said, secure the network and earn rewards from the transaction as well as block rewards. However, the XFI is much more interesting in terms of utilities for users. So MPX is more, I guess, for validators. The XFI token is used in the whole ecosystem, not only for the transactions on the EVM side, but also on the DeFi side, where you can use XFI as collateral and mint our decentralized stablecoin called CrossUSD. In addition, CrossFi can be used as a governance model and as a liquidity token for people to explore our chain. And that's the main features. On the MPX side, it can be also used as governance to make the blockchain more modular. For instance, if we decide to make transactions that a portion of what the transaction, the gas costed, is burned, pretty similar than Ethereum. Any decisions that can make the blockchain modular. In addition, CrossFi is used in the ecosystem for other applications in the DeFi sector. We're going to have cross assets that will mimic real world assets on blockchain, and that can be as well minted via XFI, where you'll be able to trade and mint these real world asset tokens and trade them on margin, for instance. Of course, if you're using our services in regulated countries, that allows you to do margin.
Can you explore a little bit more the idea of the stablecoin? Like, is it algorithmically pegged, or how does it work? If you can just tell us more about that. And, what's the reason that you decided to add a stablecoin?
Yeah, sure. So I guess it's also, I also forgot to mention about the XFI, that XFI is going to be used in our finance product. Which will allow you to pay for your groceries, for your bills, etc. This is a big use case for the. So the question was about. Can you please repeat it?
About the stablecoin.
Yeah, sure. So the stablecoin is. The stablecoin is over collateralized, pretty similar to the stablecoins that we have seen in the space. However, we plan to make it fully decentralized, so backed by assets that are decentralized. This is a problem we saw in the space, that some of the tokens pretend to be decentralized. However, they are not fully, even though they have great use cases and they've proven great development. What the stablecoin is going to be used is also in the finance app for payments. And if you want to basically, profit from arbitrage, where you don't want to sell your XPY, you mint your CrossUSD, the stablecoin, and then you buy and you speculate on other coins. And you just reimburse your loan to take back your XPY in a scenario where you believe that XPY is going to grow. However, it's also a great use case for merchants that can accept directly CrossUSD as a stablecoin. We're also planning to add more collateral type. So it's going to be more than just XPY. We're also planning to have it backed by gold. This is the next milestone that we're having. And of course, in the future, it can be also decided via governance which collateral we want to have. So that's the main features of our stablecoin. It's for day-to-day transaction and hold, and also arbitrage.
Very interesting. If you've already decided about the gold stablecoin, can you tell us if it's just going to be backed by gold, but its price would still be, you know, pegged to the dollar or another fiat, or is the price be, you know, some fraction of a an ounce of gold or something like that?
Yeah, sure. So we're planning to make it peg to the dollar, but of course, if things change in the future, we can also make it peg to the Swiss franc or to the euro or to the dirham. Whatever currency. So we also planning to put this logic in the code and just the business logic, for the bank, what the community wants. But currently in the market, obviously we can see that even centralized stable coins are dominating and are one to one with the US dollar.
Yeah, definitely in terms of overall transactions. USD based stable coins seem to be all the rage right now.
Yeah, sure. And I guess it's the sentiment, you know, where you go to developing countries, in Africa or in Latin America, people are familiar with the dollar. They know, like, it's pretty, I'm from Europe, you know, so we don't monitor the rates. Most of us and some of my friends don't monitor the rate of our base currency with the US dollar, because we know basically that our central bank coins and currencies are pretty much stable, although they have inflation. If we think about developing countries, they think every time in terms of dollars and exchange between themselves in dollars. So we think that it's a great tool for people, because they know already and they are familiar with the US dollar.
Yeah, for sure. I think everybody can see that right now, and that's a big focus right now for a lot of companies trying to crack into the stablecoin markets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
So can you also tell us about the apps, starting with the CrossFi app?
Yeah, sure. So there's two different apps that we have in the ecosystem. So it's CrossFi app and CrossFi Cross app. So the app is the banking app that you're usually using in the finance sector. You can basically emit your card that is going to be attached to your MetaMask, where you'll be able to spend directly your crypto. In your address, in your MetaMask, you're going to basically give a proof to CrossUSD or XPY to make daily payments, as well as in this application, if you reach certain limits of spending, you have to pass the KYC, that's pretty much it. You can customize your cards, you can approve your payments And it's pretty much the same as people are familiar with Revolut. But I mean, the goals is much more towards decentralization, and the features there's going to be much more in the future than basic centralized applications. So that's pretty much it. It's going to be available on the App Store, and we're currently in the last phases of testing. It's going to be out soon for the public. Also, we have to keep in mind that it's going to be available for a lot of countries. I don't know the current count, but it's going to be for the whole Europe. A lot of countries in Asia and Latin America, Middle East and Africa are going to have access. Unfortunately, not in the start for the US and Canada, but this is something we are definitely exploring with regulation to be over there in the next months.
Yeah, US regulators are definitely making it hard for consumers over there to have access to, you know, crypto solutions.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But we can see even big actors in the space that are centralized are having the same fight than pretty much anyone in the space towards making it fully compliant, fully regulated, and so that just the ball gets rolling. So this is something we're also keen to see how we can find a compromise, you know, with the regulators.
And in countries that it is available in or will be available soon, could people use it as a complete banking alternative?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So all the things we have in-house, this is more on my colleagues from the banking sector that are working in the team, but it has its own processing, its own like top tier PCI DSS limits. So it's really, you can use it to day-to-day cards, and also you can use it for like online shopping, etc. It's going to be also available in the Apple Pay and the Google Pay, if I'm not mistaking the name. So yeah, that's that offers pretty much all the features that the alternatives have.
That's very cool. And yeah, Google keeps changing the name. Right now it's Google Pay in some countries and Google Wallet in most countries. But yeah, they're streaming it. So can you tell us about the Cross app? You know, what's it all about and how does it work?
Yeah, sure. So CrossFi, the Cross app is in CrossFi, the decentralized app. So it's a DApp. So we have the Cross app because of CrossFi. So it's going to have a lot of features. You'll be able to get XFi from any chain using pretty much any token, using deep reach technology. You'll be able to provide liquidity for the tokens and earn rewards from the liquidity provision. The rewards, keep in mind, are going to be announced a bit later with an incentive program that we're going to offer as a foundation, but it's also going to be a portion of what the whole platform generates. In addition, you'll be able to have the XFi token on other chains. So we'll have the integration of DBridge to allow, to transfer basically to any chain where there's going to be also liquidity. In terms of Cross USD, it's also going to be there. You'll be able to mint the stablecoin, manage your position to add more collateral, to withdraw collateral, or repay your loan. So it's going to have all the cross-chain features in it, and we're really excited about this. There's also going to be a swap function using the liquidity in CrossApp. So it's literally a one gateway app to all the apps that are primarily needed in our chain. And of course, in the future, we are also expecting to see other third-party application, if we call it this way, where devs will be able to apply for grants and build their own AMMs, lending pools, etc. So we're also exploring, looking forward to see the devs coming. But this is just the base needed tools in the ecosystem that we wanted to see right away.
So will the Cross app be available within the CrossFi app, or do you need a separate dApp browser to access it? Or how does that work?
Yeah, so the finance app, the CrossFi finance app is going to be available on the App Store. And it's a totally different application from the Cross app. Cross app uses, like you log into, you use your MetaMask to log into Sushi or to Uniswap or whatever the Web3 application. So it's going to be available on browser, but we're also looking forward to have it in the App Store in the future. So yeah, but also the whole Cross app is going to have other wallets where you'll be able to connect via Wallet Connect, and we of course know that Wallet Connect offers much more Web3 wallets, and there's also going to be, if I'm not mistaken, Magic Wallet. This is something we're planning to have in the future, where you'll be able to just log in using your email. This solution, of course, is more for people that are unfamiliar with DeFi and the whole space, but they'll be able to just get quick and easy access to a Web3 wallet.
How much do you focus on making the apps accessible to new users, right? People that have no experience in DeFi.
Yeah, we're really focused on the whole UX, you know. In the space, I can speak of myself and the applications that I've been working with or that I'm actively contributing. If you see apps like Curve, I mean, of course they improved their UX, but back in the days and still for now, it's a pain for users. We really want to avoid that in the Cross Finance app and also the Cross app. The user experience and the whole UI is really simple, you know, for people to use. So we want to make sure that it's simple enough for everyone to understand, and they don't have to read a Medium post on how to use it. And the whole marketing is also going to be about that we're going to have, and we're having is onboarding the mass adoption for the payments. So yeah, that's pretty much it. And but if you also think of it in the space, like a lot of people use DeFi applications, but a lot of people are just, I don't know, they're using NFTs or they're using metaverses, all the things that aren't that much financial. So I've even tracked myself when we were doing the Cross app. I've tracked myself like how an end user on OpenSea buys the NFT. He basically buys crypto on Coinbase, then sends to his Web3 wallet, then buys the NFT, and then sends back to Coinbase for, I guess, profit. So we can literally see that in there. There's no transaction interacting with DeFi application, and certainly this is going to be cool features for these type of people that have crypto but aren't using it for payments or aren't interacting with DeFi applications. So this is also the people that we want to onboard in our ecosystem.
Yeah, having a DeFi experience that doesn't require people to go to read Medium posts or, you know, watch an hour long guide on YouTube can sure help. But yeah, I mean, even for people that hold it, I think the UX adds another layer of fear into the system, right, with the complexity of it.
Exactly. But we want to also have, as I said, in the beginning of our call. I just wanted to say as well that we're also planning to focus on experienced users. As I said, we're planning to have in the future our product called Cross Assets. Cross Assets is going to be different than Cross App and Finance App. It's going to be focused on real world assets that are going to be mimicking the price of course, real world assets. So you'll be able to have on our chain Tesla stock that is going to be tradable. So we're going to tokenize it. There's going to be gold. There's going to be pretty much anything that we're currently exploring and developing with our partners and also the Oracle solution that we have. So this is something that is going to be cool for people to trade in the future, not only to hold, but also have it as I said, margin trading or like options trading. So we know, like with famous applications in this space, that the whole derivatives market is thriving and that it hasn't reached its potential. But unfortunately, when you look in the space, if you want to do margin trading on famous applications, you only have like ETH and a basket of decentralized stablecoins. Why don't we have a way, a platform where you can trade the Tesla stock and speculate on it in the options market or the margin market? This is something that we're really also looking forward. And I'm personally also a big fan of applications like this. And yeah, definitely looking forward to even talk about it with some friends here in ETH Denver.
Do you think a platform like that can be done as a decentralized offering, or it has to be KYC'd and all that?
No, it's going to be decentralized. Of course, some users, for instance, from the US, won't be able to use these tools. So we're going to have basically a warning, and we're going to see that the user is connecting from the US, as most applications currently do. So it's going to be fully decentralized application, where as the same you mint CrossUSD stablecoin using your collateral, you'll be able to mint these real world assets that are going to be tokens. And then the Oracle provider is going to give the price feed of each of these real-world assets token. It's a technology that isn't explored entirely in the space. There is solutions that offer pretty much the same thing, but yeah, again, it's nothing comparable to how many assets we plan to have in the future and the way we plan to develop the derivatives tools around this.
No, definitely will be cool if we can trade NVIDIA stocks right now on chain, right? A lot of people are, cross-pollinating between crypto and AI. So I can see a demand for that.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of memes I have seen as well in my feed and Twitter around NVIDIA holding the stock market. But yeah, this is something that is pretty interesting, you know, to see the behavior of the market and people like to sort of speculate on if the price of a stock or a token will go up or down. So there's a big demand for it, and we can see even now with the market, people are thinking about how the market is going to behave before the holding.
For sure. So can you tell us about your future plans and development for the CrossFi ecosystem?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, as we've just discussed, the core product that we want to focus on in the future is Cross Assets. And then the other things is the foundation side. So we're currently having an incentivized a program for people to run nodes and to have the first hands on the testnet. We're also planning to have, as we've discussed briefly, a grant program for developers to merge their application or to have great ideas how to build things on top of Cross Finance app, because keep in mind if you can just give an approve to XY or CrossUSD to make your spendings, then it's used as a smart contract, and people can use applications to build on top of our stack. So this is something where we're really looking forward to see in the future what the devs will bring to the ecosystem, but also focus on things that are important in terms of infrastructure, for instance, oracles, additional oracles, additional API providers, automation, pretty much anything that that is needed to grow the ecosystem. So yeah, these are the plans. We're also going to have a liquidity mining program for increasing the liquidity in the ecosystem via CrossApp. So stay tuned, definitely in Twitter to see how we develop ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to have the Twitter account in the details of this podcast, or anyone that wants to follow up can go, as well as your website. So last thing before we wrap up, how is everything going at ETH Denver?
Yeah, everything is doing fine. The main event starts on the 29th, but currently a lot of builders, weather is pretty much great, and fun to meet with people and exchange ideas, seeing that everyone is moving in the same direction. And I'm actually surprised to see that there's a lot of people that are also interested at ETH Denver outside of the Ethereum ecosystem, more the conferences about EVM. So yeah, looking forward to see how the week is going to go and the people that we're going to meet. So yeah.
It's very cool. Yeah, there has to be a lot of excitement right now regarding where the market is. So people should be optimistic about the future and coming up with brand new developments.
Oh yeah, definitely. We can see that the market is behaving, and the whole sentiment is much better than before, because I can see that the space, the area of developers is much more filled with people. So yeah, a lot of people, even though the main event hasn't started yet, are already there. So it seems that we're back.
Yeah, we're so back, as they say on Twitter.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Okay, George, so I want to thank you so much for taking the time and coming to explain the CrossFinance ecosystem to us. Wish you best of luck at ETH Denver. And anyone that wants to follow what's going on, we're going to have the links to social media for CrossFi in the description. Thank you very much, George.
Thanks a lot for having me. And yeah, we'll speak soon.
And thank you for listening to the Bitcoin.com news podcast. Follow us for more interviews with the most interesting leaders, founders, and investors in the fields of cryptocurrency, decentralized finance, NFTs, and the metaverse.